one of the greatest deceptions of the spiritual life is to make what is hard sound easy and to make what is difficult sound impossible. This is a case with purgatory and indulgences. We have been deceived into thinking that indulgences are simply an easy way to get into heaven. The greatest mystic of purgatory tells us otherwise. In light of this, I want to share with you the warning that she gives us and what we can do to make indulgences a more integral part of our spiritual life. Before we do this, I want to invite you to my daily rosary. Every day at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, there's about 40 to 60 of us that pray. We always pray for the intentions of the Pope at the end of the rosary so that we can possibly obtain a plenary indulgence every single time that we pray, since one of the ways that we can do that is by praying the rosary in a group. And the other is different ways that you can support this channel. The main way is through Buy Me a Coffee. I will put a QR code that you can scan right here if you're watching this on a TV or on a tablet, or you can go directly to the website to be a one-time supporter or to support on a monthly basis. Here is the warning straight from the book Fire of Love by St. Catherine of Genoa. Now, just a little bit about this book. This book really ties into some of her spiritual teachings. At some point, she was, so to speak, going through purgatory herself on earth. She was spiritually experiencing this purgation. She talks about it in a book where she gives her spiritual teachings. And then the Fire of Love is her mystical experience of seeing what the souls in purgatory go through. Towards the end of this book, she gives this warning. And this is really the meat of what I want to share with you. And so that blessed soul, seeing the aforesaid things by the divine light, said, I would willingly send up a cry so loud that it would put fear in all men on earth. I would say to them, wretches, why do you let yourself be thus blinded by the world? You whose need is so great and grievous, as you will know at the moment of death, and who make no provision for it whatsoever. You have all taken shelter beneath hope in God's mercy, which is, you say, very great, but you do not see that this great goodness of God will judge you for having gone against the will of so good a Lord. His goodness should compel you to do all his will, not give you hope in ill doing. For his justice cannot fail, but in one way or another must be fully satisfied. Cease to hug yourself, saying, I will confess my sins and then receive plenary indulgence, and at that moment I shall be purged of all my sins and thus shall be saved. Think of the confession and the contrition that are needed for that plenary indulgence, so rarely achieved that if you knew, you would tremble in great fear, more sure that you would never win it than that you ever could. So in the same way that it is foolish for you to think that you can get a full scholarship just by filling out an application, so let's not say for college, it is foolish for us to think that we can just get a plenary indulgence and have all our sins wiped out. No, we must lead lives of holiness. And if we were to take advantage of plenary indulgences, what can we do? Here's my advice. You need to bring to prayer and to the Lord the following question. Lord, what sin am I attached to that keeps me from receiving the full benefit of this great gift of indulgences? Lord, what are the sins that I'm attached to? Reveal this to me. Not only is this good for the sake of receiving indulgences, but it will also greatly impact your spiritual life. If you remove this attachment to those sins, you will be on the path to becoming a saint, and you will become an effective deliverer of souls in purgatory. Now, one question and thing that you may be thinking of is, well, if plenary indulgences are so difficult to get, why don't we just stick to the promise of Divine Mercy Sunday? Now, here's an answer to that. First of all, the Divine Mercy promise is only once a year, and it cannot be applied to the souls in purgatory. It can only be applied to the person doing it. That makes it very different than plenary indulgences, which you can obtain one every single day, and you can apply it for the souls in purgatory. So think about that. If you really want to use indulgences for the sake of helping the souls in purgatory, you must take this warning into account.